Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday the 22nd of May. There are no fewer than 11 central bank speakers jostling for media attention today. The overall message of the speakers, particularly this many speakers, is likely to be one of confusion. We're at the turning point for monetary policy in many economies. Quantitative policy is likely to be a different issue. We're also at a time of significant structural upheaval. And finally, the high-frequency data is less reliable than it has been in the past. This set of circumstances allows for a natural amount of confusion, and it is likely that unconscious bias or gut instinct will play as much of a role as detailed economic analysis when it comes to the commentary. Any comments on profit-led inflation may be a source of interest in this babble of central bank speak. Profit-led inflation is not universal. It occurs at the end of supply chains, and so is a relative price move. Certain consumer prices rise relative to other prices in the economy, and so consumer price inflation rises relative to prices further up the supply chain. There has been increased focus on profit-led inflation, especially in food prices, and this may be starting to create a disinflationary effect as consumers resist. From Korea, we've had the first 20 days worth of trade data for the month of May, always looked to as an indicator of where global demand for goods may be heading. There was an improvement compared to April, but the three-month change is generally weaker, and the recovery is tentative. Europe and the States had relatively flat levels of demand. This fits with the global picture of mercantile trade lagging overall economic activity, meaning, of course, a declining trade share of GDP. The Korean numbers are nominal, so any disinflationary trends in consumer durable goods will be reflected in these numbers. The US debt ceiling farce continues, with the rhetoric getting more extreme. This is only to be expected as the probable deadline for doing something approaches. Given the increased polarisation of US politics, there does seem to be more talk of radical solutions, platinum coins and the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. This perhaps is only to be expected. Extremism begets extremism. But the most likely solution is a deal through Congress, not to abolish the debt ceiling as an unnecessary source of damage to the US economy, badly designed and never implemented, but instead kicking the can down the road that will mean that we go through this again at some point in the not-too-distant future. That's all for today. Have a good day.